going to call the House Transportation Committee to order and welcome everybody. We're going to start with a public hearing on House Bill 2681. I'm going to open that up, and Patrick, if you want to let us know what we're hearing.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2681 was introduced as a member bill at the request of the Bicycle Transportation Alliance, who we'll be hearing from a few times today. This measure adds green, yellow, and red bicycle signals to the list of traffic control devices in Oregon statute. You have a no revenue impact statement for this, and we have not received anything from legislative fiscal on this measure as of yet.
Okay. Carl, come up. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this afternoon. On this bill, this is a fairly simple one. It's simply a housekeeping measure. It became apparent, it was brought to our attention that the lights that are being used that have a red bike and a green bike and a yellow bike are not defined in Oregon law. And because they're not defined in Oregon law, they don't have legal enforcement. And so we actually have to, what I did was grab the language from the state of California, submitted it to LC. They drafted it up, and basically it just goes in and says, these things exist. This is what you're supposed to do if you see one. And it's purely a housekeeping measure. It shouldn't be any controversy. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you. Representative Burke.
Actually, Madam Chair, where are these in use? I've never seen them.
Yeah. Chair by Representative Berger, I appreciate the question. There are actually three of them that I'm aware of in Portland. One of them is the end of the East Bank Esplanade near the Rose Quarter, and it just it's just a little light there. And the city also is afraid that if someone proceeded through that light and was hit, the city would be liable for a claim for having an illegal device directing traffic.
Representative Widener.
So there's only three of them in the state right now, and this it would be like an intersection where the bike, I haven't seen one either. And I'm just thinking, if this isn't on a driver's test and drivers don't know about a red bike, green bike, yellow bike, and now you're wanting the state to take on the burden for something the city put in, is that a direction we want to go and take that liability?
Chair by Representative Widener, it's not my belief that defining these by state law will add any liability to the state. It merely says that jurisdictions who find a use for them in certain instances can use them legally, and that they actually are a guidance in terms of what your behavior is expected to be at these signals. And yes, there are currently three of them in use in the city of Portland, or I believe three in use in the city of Portland, but there is interest on the part of multiple jurisdictions as they install non-motorized transportation corridors in other parts of the state.
Follow-up? Okay. I didn't know if you had a follow-up.
David might ask my question.
Okay.
So.
Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What's the process that localities would go through in order to locate one of these devices?
Chair by Representative Edwards, I'm not aware of what process they would go through. All this does is establish the fact that these pieces of equipment exist. And if you see one, here's what you should do. So okay. It'd be the same. They probably would go through the process that someone might go through with regards to putting up a stoplight.
That was the point of my question. I just want to make sure that there is some public involvement process for identifying the proper use of these devices.
Chair by Representative Edwards, I assume there would be.
Okay. Any other questions in the panel? Well, thank you. You were the only one I had signed up for this one, and so unless there's someone who feels a need to speak, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing. Our committee administrator does have a little information on this that he thought might be provided to us, but he'll get us all copies of that. So, and I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2681 and open a public hearing on House Bill 2690. And Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is our second bill today. House Bill 2690 allows a cyclist to enter into or turn at an intersection controlled by a stop sign or flashing red signal without stopping, provided that they slow to a safe speed and yield to traffic and or pedestrians. It creates the offenses of improper entry into an intersection where traffic is controlled by a stop sign and improper entry into an intersection where traffic is controlled by a flashing red signal, designating both of those as Class B traffic violations punishable by a maximum fine of $360.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to go ahead and ask Carl Rohde come up. I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm just moving on. Representative Bailey, would you like to introduce your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to help bring this bill before you. There are a number of other chief sponsors as well, and I expect other members to be here available for this bill at some point during our testimony. For the record, my name is Jules Bailey. I have the honor of representing beautiful House District 42, Inner East Side, Portland. And today I want to talk with you a little bit about the value of what has been referred to as the Idaho Stop. Perhaps you've heard of it. Madam Chair, permission to use a visual aid here briefly. I want to just show you the cover of one of the more recent Oregon Business magazines here. Oregon Business Magazine has a cover feature on the cycling industry in the state of Oregon called the Bicycle Industrial Complex, and talks about the $150 million industry that the bicycle industry represents to the state of Oregon. And what this really comes down to is recognizing the value of cycling and the ability for people to get on a cycle and to bicycle safely in a way that reflects the best use of a bicycle. There's also ample evidence to suggest that when people are on bicycles in neighborhoods, that they're more likely to stop at small businesses, that they're more likely to partake in the community, and that we can improve our local economies by getting more people on two wheels. So this is really about the economy, it's about people's health, and it's about the environment. Now, as many of you may know, I am a bicycle commuter. During my day job, I commute from southeast Portland downtown. I commute over the Hawthorne Bridge in Portland, Oregon. And in a typical commute, I carry...
Representative Bailey, we've ran into a problem with our recording system. So we're going to have to kind of sanities for a minute while we see what we can do. My apologies.
No problem.
Oh, you have this opportunity.
Yeah, I'd like to talk with you.